I came to a mill by the riverside, a half a mile long and nearly as wide, with a forest of stacks and an army of men, toiling at furnace and shovel and pan. "What a magnificent plant," I cried, and a man with a smudge on his face replied, "It's Murphy's." I entered a tram and rode all day on a regal coach and a right-of-way, which reached its arms all over the land in a system too large to understand. "A splendid property this," I cried, and a man with a plate on his hat replied, "It's Murphy's." I sailed on a great ship, trim and true, from pennant to keel and cabin to crew, and the ship was one of a monster fleet. A first-class navy could scarce compete. "What a beautiful craft she is," I cried, and a man with akimbo legs replied, "It's Murphy's." I dwelt in a nation filled with pride. Her people were many, her lands were wide. Her record in war and science and art proved greatness of muscle and mind and heart. "What a grand old country it is," I cried, and a man with his chest in the air replied, "It's Murphy's." I went to heaven. The jasper walls towered high and wide. The golden halls shone bright beyond cut. A strange new mark was over the gate, viz. Private Park. "What? What is the meaning of this?" I cried. And a saint with a livery on replied, "It's Murphy's." I went to the only place left I'll take, a chance in the boat on a brimstone lake, or perhaps I may be allowed to sit on the griddled floor of the bottomless pit. But a jeering tout with horns on his face cried as he forked me out of the place, "It's Murphy's."